No, let's start.
Okay. Are we ready? Thank you. That's my dog protesting in the background. Sorry about that. Why don't we start? My name is Dana Denny, Chair of the Madison Personnel Board, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. With that, why don't we first take a roll call?
Okay. Ann Benishek Clark here.
Helga Vranny.
And we did receive a notice for Angela's absence, so
Okay,
she excused out.
perfect. Thank you. Have we made any progress on a new member?
I did receive an application for a new member. I am in the
Good.
process of setting up a meet and greet with that individual, and discuss kind of the role and the that they would serve on the board. And so in process, but do, keep checking in. I'll keep you apprised as that moves forward.
Great.
I'll go ahead and dive right in, Madam Chair. Okay, so this is a virtual board meeting, and in a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important we follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item unless noticed for discussion only. Any members wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have another matter to bring to the chair's attention, such as a point of order or request for information, please use your raise hand function. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite, which I just resent today because folks were getting cancellation notices, which I don't understand. But again, please keep your video active for the duration of the meeting. Board members, city staff, please activate your video when you are speaking and use your raise hand feature to ask a question or respond to a question. And then we don't have any members of the public here today, but their name needs to match their Zoom name and their videos must remain off. And that is what I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. And with that, why don't we go on to approve the minutes? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our August meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Wonderful. Do I have, and I do have a second. Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion? If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we'll call the roll. Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion to approve the minutes passes. Is there any public comment? I guess there's no one that has joined since. Thank
We
you
have
very much.
no registrants today.
Perfect. Thank you. Are there any disclosures or recusals on the part of the board members for any of the items we have discussed today? Okay, with that, let's move on to new business. This will be noted on your agenda under number one, or number two rather, item 84985 to recreate position number 3698 of Administrative Clerk One of Program Assistant One and reallocate the employee to the new position. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
For a second.
Second.
Thank you. HR, you may present.
All right. I will be presenting this on behalf of Kara Kratowicz, who did the study as part of training and development. So you may notice some of it looks a little different, but she got through the process pretty well. This was a study that came to us in earlier part of this year for an admin clerk at the Madison Police Department, requesting that it be upgraded into a program assistant position for the reasons outlined in the memo. I will briefly summarize those. Our employee in that position, Emily Hardiman, has taken on what we call a special duty coordinator role in the MPD. And when she first started, it would deal with requests for we need a police officer because of the street festival or churches letting out and causing all of these issues. So these special requests from the community for police officers on site. As you can imagine, those requests have increased in volume over the years. And while volume is not an indicator for a reclassification, what we have recognized is that her work has increased in complexity because of a lot of that interagency coordination, the interactions with our street use committee. So if there is, say, Taste of Madison that's blocking off the streets and things like that, that she's involved in those committee discussions around those events that do require police attendance. And as a result, she is really consulting commissioned staff as well as other civilian staff in organizing this work, as is consistent with what we expect at a program assistant level. She is the one who has that specialized programmatic knowledge. What are the protocols and workflows that need to go into place in order to achieve the request that comes from the community? As such, through this evaluation, we would recommend that that position of the admin clerk in police, position number 3698 in Comp Group 20, Range 9, be reclassified and recreated as a program assistant in Range 11 in the Madison Police Department's budget, and that we would reallocate Emily Hardiman to that new position. Given the length of time that has taken for this study to be completed, we would be awarding retroactive pay to March when the study was initially submitted. So I'd be happy to take any questions. I also see Alyssa Keynes is here and is the physician's immediate supervisor if you had any questions for staff.
Are there any questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to just express how happy I am to see a clerical having their position reviewed and really upgraded, because so often these particular, I would, in my experience, say very very few clericals have this opportunity, and I would personally love to see all the clerical positions in the city get reviewed in the same way, because I know from my own experience over the years, we have had to learn a lot of new stuff, including different kinds of software. We've been involved more with the community directly. So, you know, I just hope this is the beginning of a new a new era for the clericals in the city.
Thank you, Anne. Are there any other questions or any other further discussion regarding this particular position? I know that I did have just a question. Is this going to be additionally covered in part of the updated compensation study to be examined further?
It is my intention that anything that has shifted since we have delivered information to the consultant, that they receive that information.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
It's hard to do moving parts, so we want to make sure they have everything as accurate.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. Because what's going to be nice is obviously they'll now have another updated position description or the PAR, which they're going to need. So that's good. That was just my only question that I had. So if there are no additional questions or discussion on behalf of the board, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor. If you do object, use the Zoom raised hand function now and we will call the roll. Okay, not hearing any objection, the motion passes. That was the only item that we had to discuss under new business. The other two items we have are just discussion items, which I believe will be presented to us, and those are going to be item 3 and 4. Number 3 is item 84338, the compensation study update, and number 4 is item 83647.
If it's all right, Madam Chair, I'll just quickly do number item 4. We had a single administrative action that came through last month. It was based on a position that was grant awarded to the Traffic Engineering Division. They had initially placed it in their budget without a classification, and we have classified it as an admin analyst free. They will be the project manager for the Safe Streets Initiative as part of the overall Vision Zero program for TE. And that would be item 4. Thank you.
All right. And I have an update on the compensation study. Hello. So we actually just met with Baker Tilly yesterday. They gave us an update. They have completed the first phase of the project, which was gathering all of our position descriptions and our position analysis questionnaires. I think they just have a handful of positions that they need a little bit more information on, which we'll work with them to get. And they are moving on now to phase 2 and 3. It'll be handled concurrently. And phase 2 is identifying the peer organizations that are going to be used for the external market analysis. And so Baker Tilly came up with a fair list of different agencies, both internally within the state and externally with other states, a combination of different locations. We looked at similar sizes. We looked at cost of living. We looked at the community size, population, a number of different factors. And between Baker Tilly, the HR department, and our steering team, which is made up of other city employees, we took a look at the list. We agreed upon a good number. I don't remember exactly, 10 maybe or so. We are going to get an updated list from Baker Tilly after that discussion. And figure out the remaining ones, give feedback. The goal is to find 16 peer organizations that will be used for that analysis. And then the third phase, again, running concurrently, is a review of all our titles, the classification titles that are currently being used, and then also an evaluation of those jobs. So reviewing those position descriptions, the position analysis questionnaire, and evaluating them to determine, you know, where if they're properly classified and so forth. So that will be happening, and our next meeting with them is scheduled for October 2nd. So we should have an update at our next meeting.
Thank you. Are there any questions on behalf of the board for Julie? Okay, thank you very much, Julie. Thank you for the presentation. With that, as I mentioned, we had a very slim agenda this particular month. So the only thing left is to motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you very much. Do I have a second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Our looks as though our September meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be October 30th at 1:30. Or is that amended?
No, you're correct.
Am I right?
We actually have a meeting on the calendar for October 9th, but I don't believe that we will have any agenda items ready for that. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. We do intend have that October 30th meeting, and just as a preview, that will include any positions that are in, captured in the 2025 budget that potentially needs to be classified. So you'll be reviewing that information in the end of October, so that as soon as the budget passes in November, we can move forward with creating those positions for hiring.
Okay. Okay, so what we should probably be anticipating is a cancellation then for the October 9th, but then for everybody, just don't show up the 9th, but do show up day before
for
Halloween.
Sure, show up on the 30th. I will confirm. Okay. I will confirm that 9th date or
okay,
cancel
perfect.
It in the next week.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody. Well, I'll let you get back to your day if you have no questions, and we'll see you at the end of next month.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.